bro, I'm so sleepy. Let me tell you why I'm recording. So basically, I was about to sleep at like 8 for some odd reason. And I was like, why the fuck am I doing that? And so I was like, okay, let me go and cook what I'm going to eat tomorrow, right? And I was like, okay, let me do that. And then after making it, I was like, oh wait, like I can't just put it in the freezer. I have to wait for it while to get so that it doesn't. I don't know why you can't even do that, but like, I don't know. Someone just told me one day that, like, that's not, it doesn't make it taste nice. And I was like, okay. And then and since then, I've just been doing it. So I was like, okay, I have to wait for a while to put in the freezer. And I genuinely, like, feel like I'm going to sleep. So I was like, what can I do to stay awake? Here I am, very sleepy. My voice is even sounding raspy, but like not sexy raspy, but I don't know why it's sounding raspy. Do you get? But like, it's nothing I'm doing, I promise. I'm not trying to make myself sound sexy. But let me tell you how this episode came about. So basically, ever since May, I've been writing down in my notes things I learned while being in uni, right? And then because I did a high school and what I learned episode, and that was like the day I finished. Right? Or like 2 days after I finished high school. And then the first episode I did was high school and what I learned. So I wanted to do the same thing for uni, but then I wanted to like write out everything I've been learning right from, you know, this year. Because it'd be so cool to be like, okay, I graduate in 2025 and then I started like making this list in 2023. Like that sounds cool. But then I just realized that ever since I've made the list, like before I just take mental notes just cause, but then ever since I like made the list, I've just been learning many, many, many more things. And then just the things that I've learned in just like 3 months is already a lot. So like I can't even imagine keeping the list for 2 more years. So we're doing halfway into uni, or no, halfway through uni and what I've learned so far. Do I really need to tell you guys what I'm studying and all of that jazz? I don't think so. But just know that I'm a girl that's halfway through uni. I'm going into my 3rd year in October, I think. Something like that. So I'm halfway through. I'm going to tell you what I've learned. I don't know what I'm saying again. But I'm pretty sure you guys saw the episode title, so you guys know what I'm doing. So I have a list, of course, so I don't really have to think too much for this episode. Praise God. And let's get into the episode, I guess. Let me give you guys a disclaimer. So, I didn't want to go to uni. For anybody that's listening that doesn't know this, I didn't want to go to school. I wanted to end my school journey right after year 12 or senior year or SS3. I wanted to stop going to school completely, and I was not even joking about it. Like, it wasn't just some lazy dream that I was having. Like, I genuinely wanted to not go to school again because I fucking hate school. So coming into uni, I don't want to be here. I didn't want to be there. I don't want to be there, and I don't think anything is changing. So just know that my business in school is to read my book, get my degree, and get the fuck out. I don't really care so much about having a social life. I don't really care about talking too much to many people. Not that I'm a bitch and I'm snobby. If you talk to me, I talk to you. I talk to some people actually, and that's surprising me even. But I don't really care for a social life. So some things that I say, just don't think, oh, this girl is like living a lavish social life. Is lavish the right word? I don't know. I don't even think you guys would think that. But yeah, like I don't really care for a social life. So I really don't have any advice for, you know, friend groups or like having a social life in school, because I don't really care for it. And I'm just like being very honest. I don't give a fuck about having a social life because I just want to get the fuck out and have this degree that I'm probably not even going to use. So yeah, I'm just wasting my time, low key. So just take that in mind as I'm telling you everything that I'm learning. We good? We good. Okay, first thing that I learned. Okay, in uni, no one gives a fuck. And by no one, I don't mean like students. We all know they don't give a fuck. I'm talking about the authority. I'm talking about teachers. I'm talking about the school management. They don't actually give a flying fuck what you do with your life, but they just want to punish you to show that they are the people on top. Because, like, you're free to do whatever you want. Obviously, actions have consequences. Like, you're free to not go for classes, but then they have 75% attendance that you get. So, yeah, they just punish you just to show that they are the ones in charge. Even with things like you taking drugs, you being on alcohol, all of that shit, they don't give a flying fuck if you die from alcohol abuse. They only punish you to show that you should obey their rules and you should conform to the rules that they set for you because they want to show that they are powerful. So just know that no one actually gives a flying fuck about you. So just do you and take care of yourself. Your life is basically in your hands. And if you believe in God, in God's hands too, but like the main one, if that even makes sense, is in your hands. So you should be making choices for yourself. I know that nobody actually gives a flying fuck about you. Because you could be a drug addict in one school, you get kicked out. They don't even care if anything bad happens to you. They just care that you just get out of their premises. You get. So take care of yourself because no one gives a flying fuck. I told myself I was going to stop cussing, but I swear I'm so sleepy. And whenever I'm sleepy, I used to get high off of my sleep. Anyways, moving on to the next one that I've learned. Failure is the biggest and best teacher ever. Like, let me tell you, the best way to learn from your mistakes is to fail where it actually kind of matters. Because let me tell you, when you fail something, like, first of all, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but my pride is too big. So when I fail it, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I never fail it again. So if I didn't read, then I'm going to fail and I've already accepted it. Next time I would read. It's very simple. But yeah, that's the next thing that I learned. So just get used to failing, honestly. Like, there's nobody that's not going to fail. So if you're like, oh no, I don't want to fail, I want to be a perfect student, it's not going to happen. And then those kind of people get burnt out by like the second or the third year. And then they go from like having such high grades to just such low grades because they're just like, okay, what's the point? Do you get? So moving on to the next one. Okay, necessity sparks creativity. Let me give you an example of this. So I can be in class and we're going through like past questions or something. And then somebody's like, oh, do you know the answer to this? And to be very fucking honest, I can't even think of the answer. So I'm just like, oh no, I don't. But then, okay, we all do know the answer, right? And then we go into the exam hall. And then they ask that same question. Somehow, some way, I'm able to manufacture an answer. And like, I'm not even saying that like, I knew the answer, but I was too lazy to give it. Like, I'm telling you that I never even thought that I could come up with the answer. But then just being in a situation where if you don't write something that's correct, you're going to fail, especially when the marks are high. Somehow, some way, it just comes. And even if I don't get the exact thing, I get something along the lines of it. So necessity really sparks creativity. And like, also something else that I've noticed is that I'm somebody that if we have a group work to do or something that's not like a test, like an assignment, I get inspiration from other people's work. So I can't come up with anything on my own without, you know, looking at what everybody else is doing and then taking inspo from them and then doing my own thing. But then in situations where I can't do that or I'm the only one doing that assignment, somehow, some way, I am able to get creative. So just know that if you're too worried about how you're going to do this, how you're going to do that, just know that necessity does spark creativity. And just because you have to do it, you're going to figure it out one way or the other. That's that. Next one is, sleep on anything you don't understand. If you don't understand something, especially math, sleep on it. Like, that's just my tip always. Like, try to read it like an hour before you sleep. Sleep on it, then wake up, try to read it again. And then it would all kind of make sense sometimes, I guess. I hope. But yeah, that's just something I learned. Next one is 24 hours is enough. If it's not enough for you, then you're just not planning well. And that's just the truth. Because, okay, let me tell you how my life works. So I have 4 non-negotiables. Number 1 is my grades, obviously, because that's why I'm in school. Number 2 is dance. Number 3 is podcasts. And number 4 is my mental health. So let me tell you why it's organized that way. I organized it that way not because one is more important than the other, but just because, for example, with school, I'm going to write my exams and I'm done with school. And I get school out of the way, do you get? And then with dance, it's going to get to a point where I stop dancing when I'm like 50, I guess. And then with my podcast, hopefully I don't end this until I'm like not able to talk again. And that's like, let's say 70, I don't know. But then my mental health is forever. So like, that's how I organize, you know, my shit that I'm doing. Because I'm just like, okay, school will come and go. Like, whether or not I read for an exam, I'm still going to have to write it. So school is always going to come and go. So that's why I place that number one, not because it's very important to me. It's just that it's so easy to get it done, if that makes sense. Like, it's so easy to just, not so easy, but like, it's way easier to like know that, okay, this is what I have to do. Do you get? And then with dance, it's easy to know that, okay, this is what I have to do, but then there's no perfect there. Do you get? So that's why it's second. And then with my podcast, every single week we keep going. So like, there's no end in sight. And then also my mental health, as long as I'm alive, I'm still going to be taking care of myself mentally. And then with mental health also comes like my nutrition and all of that shit. So do you get? Those are my four non-negotiables. And then every other thing can come after. Social life, I don't really care about that. And I feel like it's not even that I really don't care, but then I'm just like always on my phone. So like, one way or the other, I'm socializing. Do you get? Because like, even in class, I'm on my phone. When I'm walking to class, on my phone. When I'm walking, on my phone. When I'm eating, on my phone. Which is a very bad thing, but then, oh well, what can I do about that? But just know that 24 hours is very much enough. And if it's not enough, then I don't want to like, you know, sub anybody, but like, you need to learn to plan well. But yeah, next one, I need to stop saying that. But yeah, sorry. Next one that I have on the list is, starving yourself is not the flex that you think it is. When people are like, oh, I'm only running on 3 hours of sleep, it's not a flex. Oh, I've only eaten once today, not a flex. So stop it, because school is not even the real world yet. It's the real world, but like, not really. So like, just imagine if you can't even plan your life well for you to even have like basic things like eating and sleeping right now when you're in uni. Just imagine when you get to the real world where you're working. Like, that would be so bad. Because with school, like, obviously, like, you don't go for classes during the weekend. I mean, I hope. But then when you work, you might be working during the weekend, and it's like the same thing almost every day, like the same time that you're going to be at work. Because like in school, you can have like classes in the morning, not have in the afternoon, then have one in the evening. So you can sleep in the afternoon. So like, it's not really uniform, like every single day, the same schedule for class. But then when you're working, I don't know. So like, you have to really try to get your life together while you're still in school. Because yes, it may be stressful because I'm in school also. Like, I know it's stressful. But then when I think about the fact that, okay, no, you know what? Because I'm earning money when I'm working. Honestly, when we get there, we get there. But like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm earning money. So like, I don't know. Honestly, I can't speak on something I've not yet experienced. Because I've never worked before. Which is very, very sad. It's not a flex. I hate that. Because I really want to get a job. Not even just for the money aspect. I mean, obviously for the money aspect. But like, I want to get a job for the experience. Like, I actually do like, to some extent, working. As long as it's something that I don't hate, I don't think I'm ever going to be in a situation where I enjoy working. But then as long as it's something that I don't hate, then I don't mind. Okay, next one that I have, this one is kind of basic, but please read your book. The time will pass anyways. So read your book. Even if you don't read everything, but at least try. So just read some, because why not? Like, let me just tell you this. I can't ever imagine myself hating school, wasting my time being in school for like 6 months out of 12 months in the year. Imagine that. And then I'll come and fail. There's nothing that's going to make me do that. So if it's to read and read and read, I'm going to read. Because let me tell you, I don't want to be in this place. I don't want to go to school. But then the fact that I have to, I will now waste my time and fail. I can't imagine that happening. So babes, read your book. Don't waste your time. Because time is very much precious. And if you're doing like a 4-year degree, that's the only one I can speak on. Because that's what I'm doing too. The time is going to go by so fast. Like, it's going by so fast. My high school time did not go by so fast. I was tired. But now it's going by so fast. I'm already going into my 3rd year. Like, when did I even go to uni? When did I even finish high school? Talk us of even going to uni. So babes, read your book. I'm speaking more to the girls because I don't really, you know, care about the well-being of men, Can't even lie. So please read, like, leave anything that's distracting you, like everything that will possibly distract you. Okay, you know what? I don't even want to say distract you, because like, it's not like you're reading every hour of the day, bro. Like, do you know that you can read for like an hour every day for 2 weeks or like 3 weeks? Like, I would say start reading like 3 weeks before exam. If you read an hour or two, because I'm very slow at reading, so I'll just say two every single day, I think you're going to do well. So it's not like, oh, you're reading every like hour of the day, because that's what many people make it seem like, but that's not even true at all. If you do go for classes, or at least try to go for classes, then all you have to do is just study and then you're good to go. It's really never that deep. It's never that serious. But yeah, just read. Everything that's going to distract you now is always going to be there. So might as well focus on what is kind of like short term to get. But yeah, that's that. Next one that I have. Okay, if you have extreme anxiety like me, procrastination may not be the worst thing for you. Let me tell you why I don't read early. Okay, first of all, I don't have a good memory, so I would forget. Cool, we know that. But then, even if I read early, even if I'm ready for an exam, just because of the fact that I do have extreme anxiety, I'm still going to panic regardless. So it's better for me to procrastinate, honestly, and just read last minute. Because instead of me like panicking about the test or the exam, I'm spending the time reading and panicking. So like, that one is better than just panicking, because then I may get so overwhelmed that like, I may not even forget what I read. I don't think I've ever had a situation where I actually forgot what I read. But then I'll just panic so much that I may not even go and write the test. Like, that's very bad. But like, I just like lie that I'm sick. I hope nobody from my school is listening to this, like a teacher or something. But then, yeah, I just panic too much. Like, bro, it's never my fault. Like, my anxiety is so bad for something that I don't even care about. Like, for an exam that I don't even really, really give a fuck about. Can you imagine? So procrastination is really not the worst thing to happen if you have extreme anxiety, because you will panic regardless. So might as well be panicking and reading than just panicking. Do you get? Because, like, the thing is, you try to read early so that you can do other things, right? So I try to read early so that when other people are reading, I'm just using my phone and playing Candy Crush. But then because of my anxiety, when they are reading, instead of me playing my Candy Crush in peace, I would be panicking and I'll be trying to read more and read too much to the point where my head is even paining me. And that's so unnecessary. So if you have anxiety like me, please just procrastinate, honestly. I can't believe I'm saying that, but not to an unhealthy extreme where you have so much to do, but then just try and leave some things for you to do the day before or the day of. Okay, not of an exam, but like a test, cool. But like, leave some things to do the day before so that you're not like, you get like idle. Like, you're not idle because you can do many other things, but like, I don't know what I'm saying again, but I hope you get what I'm saying. I just noticed that like, I was still panic anyway, so might as well just leave some things for me to do the time when I'm supposed to be preparing for my exam. So next one, the first year that's your first introduction to this school, you have to force yourself to be well behaved, even if it's just pretending. Force yourself, because let me tell you, trust is the biggest form of manipulation. When people trust you, you can manipulate your way into every situation. And when it comes to school, I support that. So just try, even if you're pretending, try to just be well behaved. Like, go for classes. For me, I never really like answered question in class, because like, I can't really do that one. That one is too much. I don't want any evil eye to be looking at me and being like, what does this one think she knows? But I had to force myself to be well behaved. It's not even like, oh, like I'm really like rowdy. I think I've really outgrown talking in class when the teacher is talking, because I think that that's just rude, because it's very distracting, honestly. And it's just rude. So like, it wasn't even like I was trying to not talk in class, because who am I even talking to? But then I was just trying to be like well-behaved, come early to class type of thing, come for a class. Because second year, when I was tired, I'll just text the teacher. I'll just be like, I'm so sorry, I can't make it to class. And then, because they already think, ah, that one, she goes to her class all the time. So like, if she's not coming, then it has to be something deep. And she's probably, the way I was lying that I was sick this semester, you would think that I went to the hospital like 10 million times. No offense. Hey God, I hope no teacher is listening to this. But like, they already, you know, knew that, oh, I used to go for class, all of that. So like me saying that, oh, I can't come for class, they're like, oh no, it has to be serious. And then I'll now add some juice on top. I'm like, oh, I'll just get everything I missed from the other people in the class. And then because they know that, okay, I, you know, do relatively well, they trust that I would do that, even if I never actually do it. And it's the next class that I'm collecting the notes. But then trust is the biggest form of manipulation. So just try and, you know, pretend in your first year only. Not that you go and be crazy, go stupid in second year. Because I feel like there's a very, very, very high possibility of you... how do I put this? Okay, the school I go to is a faith-based uni. My life is not very faith-based in a way. I mean, I don't really align to the Catholic faith. So we're like... I'm faith-based in the sense that I believe in God and I have faith in God, cool. But then I don't align with the faith that they're talking about, you get. In school, I don't pretend like, oh, I'm faith-based or anything. So like, yes, I'm well-behaved, but like not in the way that you would think would, you know, wow my Catholic school. So like, I'm well-behaved in the sense that I just do the shit that I'm supposed to do, but I don't go above and beyond. Like, you don't see me going like, hi, good afternoon, Sarah, how was your day going? Like, nah, you won't see me doing that. But then just doing the things that I'm meant to do. That's what I'm talking about, well-behaved. Like, I'm meant to go for classes. I'm meant to go early or on time. I mean, early is on time anyways. I'm meant to do my schoolwork. Like, I'm meant to do assignments. I'm meant to do my tests. Like, those kind of things. That's what I'm talking about, well-behaved. Not, like, trying to be friendly with your teachers. I mean, you can be respectful, but friendly is a stretch, for me at least. I don't have any business there. So I feel like you can do your shit. Like, for example, my school is against alcohol, drugs, all of that. Like, I could, not like I do. I mean, not that it's anybody's business anyways. But, like, I could be very much be taking drugs, doing alcohol, all of that jazz, doing alcohol, but then still being well-behaved. So like me saying well-behaved is not you aligning to every single rule that there is on your school thingy, but then just that kind of well-behaved so that they trust you. That's what I'm trying to do for you. Like, just let them trust you so that when you're making up your excuses, they are like, oh yeah, this one, she's a good student. So if she's saying this, then it's true. But then don't do it too much because attendance is still counting. And if your school takes attendance very seriously, you won't write your exam if you're doing that too much. But then, yeah, that one is that. Next one is for you to rest. Like, don't stress yourself. Like, yes, do well. Yes, read. But do not stress yourself. Just do your best. Like, when I was in high school, there was embarrassment for failure. Like, teachers would disgrace you if you fail. And me, that used to talk a bit too much, I couldn't fail. But now, no one really gives a fuck. I've outgrown talking to anybody, honestly. Weirdly. So just do what you can, honestly. Do what you can for you. Like, this is your grade at the end of the day. Like, yes, your parents may, you know, expect this from you, but it's still yours at the end of the day. So just do what you think is your best and move on. Don't stress yourself. Don't kill yourself. As long as you're doing your best, nobody can talk shit, for real, because yes, you may not be getting the grades that some other people are getting. That's like absolutely fine. Like, not everybody is the same. But then if you know that you're doing your best, then I mean, that's what should satisfy you. Don't compare yourself to other people. So that one is that. Next one is planning and preparing on time is so beneficial for everything, not just school. I think every single aspect of life requires planning. So like, it does reduce stress when you're, you know, writing exams, and also like stress eating, because a lot of people do like struggle with that, especially during exams, and that's not really helpful for anybody. So just try to plan and prepare on time, even when it comes to like eating. Like, try and plan not really what you would eat, but like the times that you would eat, so that once you eat, you know that this is time for eating, do you get? And then when you're done eating, you're like, okay, now it's time to do other things. So just try to plan. I feel like, especially with me not even wanting to go to school, like, me being in school is a way for me to learn so many things that don't really have anything to do with what I'm studying, if that makes sense. Because I don't really think I'm learning that much there. I mean, yeah, I know some stuff, but, like, I don't really think I'm learning anything that's, like, crazy. Yet, at least. But I'm learning so much about time management, discipline. Like, yes, I had been really good about those things before coming into uni, but then now I'm like, you know, working more on it, and it's really helpful. And these are things that you can and you will need to take into your real life and just see school as an avenue for you to learn those things. Like, for me, that's why I see school as, like, trust me, I'm not learning anything economics. I'm just learning how to plan my life and know how to really manage my time and how to hold myself accountable and how to be disciplined. Because when I tell you that nobody gives a fuck if you're failing. Like, they just want your money. So if you, like, fail, if you, like, don't fail, they don't really care. I mean, if you do very well, then they would be happy because then they will use your name to, you know, get some publicity with them. Other than that, they don't really give a fuck. Next one that I have is try to make attempts to understand something that was taught in class and try to ask questions in class, or not even to the teacher, like to people around you in class, rather than you just like having a very, oh, I don't understand attitude in class, and then you go and like bombard somebody else to explain everything to you, because that's kind of annoying because both of you were in the same class learning together. I don't know why you would think that that person is, I don't know, Albert Einstein, that they are able to grab what, you know, you're learning more than you. I mean, I guess some people have strengths and all of that, but I feel like it's more helpful for you to pinpoint what you don't understand. You can't just come to somebody that is in the same class as you and just like bombard them to teach you everything that you guys have learned. Because first of all, you can never do better than somebody that you're learning from. So you doing that just puts you behind somebody else. And then you rely on their schedule for them to explain it to you. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with asking for help, but you should actually ask for help, not just, you know, meeting somebody to explain the whole fucking coursework that you guys have done the whole semester, because that doesn't really make any sense. And both of you came to learn the same way, so it doesn't really make sense for you to, you know, have them be an assistant teacher. So I don't know, just try to do some things on your own, make attempts. Don't have that attitude of, oh, I can never understand this, oh, I can never do this, oh, like, that's annoying as hell. There's so many things that I've done, so many courses that I've done that weren't my forte. And you don't see me whining and bitching. I mean, sometimes I bitch and whine, but then just because I want to whine, not because, I don't know. I'm not really whining to anybody. I'm just whining because I want to whine. Because when I'm done whining, I still have to go and do the work. So yeah, just make attempts. That's all. Next one is have friends that motivate you. I think with me, I don't only pray for myself to get good grades, but also my friends, because it's so much nicer when you're all on the same, like, class, I guess, or, like, just very close to each other, because it's way more motivating knowing that you guys all want the same thing. And for me especially, like, there's no competition in school. I mean, there is in the real sense of things, but in my mind, there's no competition. And when my friends don't do well in an exam or in exams, like, I feel very, very, very bad, because I want them to do well, and I also want to do well. I want all of us to do well, because it's just nice for all of your friends to be on the same page. I get that misery does love company, but in some cases success does want company. Is it success does want company, or success do want company? Does not even make sense. Never mind. But yeah, like, I really want friends that, not even I want friends that are on the same page as me. I want my friends to be on the same page as me. I'm not looking for friends that are getting good grades, because let me tell you, I can do things alone and still get good grades, but then it's just so much better to have my friends having good grades too, and knowing that we're all academic weapons. Like, there's enough room for everybody, trust me. What was that even under? Yeah, have friends that motivate you. So that's cool. Next one. There's a difference between being educated and, you know, being an educated person, and the difference is so fucking clear. So yes, I get that I'm not really learning too much from what I'm learning in school, but then I can pick some things that relate to my day-to-day, because I'm studying economics and the economy is very terrible. So being able to apply the things that I'm learning to the economy and present life situation is very helpful. And, you know, being able to know what's happening in the economy, even if I don't really keep up with news that much, which is not really a good thing, but then realistically, I just don't keep up with news. But then just trying to, I don't know, economics is very interesting, can't even lie. So just trying to link what's happening in society, day and age type of thing to what you learned in school is really cool. So just try to be an educated person, not just you having good grades and not knowing anything. That's just pointless. Not even because of anything, but just because you may run into me and then I have to like argue with somebody that's just not fucking educated, and that's annoying for me. So maybe not even for yourself, but like for me, please, like, try not to be stupid. Thank you. Last one that I have is, okay, people limit themselves by assuming that everybody around them has it easier than them, which is just annoying. But then in reality, they just lay in their suffering, kind of. Because I think that everybody is working hard. I knew that in uni, some degrees are harder than some. But then I don't ever like look at somebody else and I'm like, oh, this person has it so easy. Because first of all, they chose their degree and I chose mine. So why am I going to be like, oh, you have it so easy, stop complaining. But then everybody is so different. Everybody has their weaknesses. Everybody has their strengths. Everybody has their goals. So don't go and be like, oh, you have it so easy. And they think that everybody around you has it easier than you, because that's just annoying as hell. Because everybody's so different and everybody learns differently and nobody has it easier than the next person. Yes, some degrees or some courses may be harder than some, but then nobody has it easier altogether because everybody's still in school. Everybody's still trying to do well. So stop being like, oh, you have it easier because you're studying this, because that doesn't really help anybody. These are all the things that I've learned from May till July or August. And honestly, overall, I think so far school has made my perfectionism worse. And I still think that uni is not the real world, especially the school that I go to is like too fucking restrictive. But I don't really think like currently I have any issues with my school. Like, yes, they are very much restrictive, but then I don't really have that many problems with my school. I just want to finish and get out. I don't even have time to have problems with my school. I think the only thing that I may not really have a problem with, but then some students that I don't just like, and I'm allowed to come and bite me if you want. And the environment may not be the best, but that's not even that much of a problem because I don't even give a flying fuck. Like, everybody should just be on their own. But then overall, I just think so far, it's all right, honestly. I don't like it, but then it's bearable. And my school is a Catholic school. I kind of disassociate rather than me being kind of hateful towards the Catholic faith and all of that. I mean, I hate the fact that I have to go for mass. I can't even lie to you. But then I still try because I don't want to go to my house. Like, I've already wasted 2 years. Imagine me getting fucking expelled. Why? Because I missed mass. That's dumb on my part and on their part too. But then for real, I just think that we are all, even like teachers and students, like, we're all doing our own thing and like we're all doing things to get better. And it made me realize that like, it's never really too late for anything, because like teachers in their like 40s and 50s are still like applying to schools and jobs, and they're like trying to get their masters and all of that. And to be honest, I wish everybody well. Like, in high school, I was a hating ass bitch. Not like I was even wishing anybody bad, but then I didn't really give a fuck to wish anybody well. But like now, I really do wish everybody well. There's no teacher that I hate. I bet you I don't even know half of my teachers' names. And I mean, at first I was like, oh, these people are so annoying. But then it just made me realize that these people are doing their jobs. Yeah, some people are too fucking extra with it. Like, nobody actually sent you, relax. But they're doing their jobs. All I have to do is just try my best to follow rules and just get the fuck out. Outside of their school, I I'm very much not complying to their rules. But then I just try to just follow the rules so nobody disturbs me. I hate being disturbed. But overall, I think so far, it's been all right. My own is just to read my book and go to my house. I have had no involvement in my school whatsoever. Like, not good, not bad, no involvement. My own is just to go for classes, work out, upload my podcast episodes, and use my phone. That's really all. And I think it was also very interesting, or it is very interesting, to see how different people were. But like, why am I choking? But yeah, I think it was just very interesting to see how different people were raised. And thank God that my mommy raised me right and I raised myself right, because people are wild, people are crazy. And not like wild like having fun type of wild, like insane in the head, fucked up in the head. And it's like, I'm judging. Like, some people just don't make... I'm not even talking about you making choices for yourself. I don't give a flying fuck about your well-being, because you are in control of your own life, not me. But then just some stupid shit that some people do, I'm just like, why not fucking behave? Because when one person misbehaves, the school gets stricter. And I'm just like, why are you doing this to me? Why? So do I really give a fuck about them? No, I don't give a flying fuck. I'm so sorry for cussing. Okay, let's just wrap the episode up. That's actually all that I have to say. Uni so far, I don't know, honestly. But I'm going to continue my list after this episode. Or like when I start my third year. And then let's see. I'm going to try to like compare if... you know, the things that I learned now, or the things I've learned now, still stand by the end of, you know, my whole uni time. And yeah, that's all. Make sure you follow the pod, you rate the pod 5 stars, you review the pod, and I would see you guys next episode, and we would talk soon. That's all I want to say. Thank you for listening. This was probably too fucking long. But then it's almost time for me to put my food in the freezer. So I'm very happy.